Thanks, Miller Man. I got a little bit of a grab bag here for you. My first offering is for you, Junior. This happened 1 year ago today.
Okay.
Hi, Craig.
Oh, God.
Do you know what one of my friends can do? He can beatbox. It's so cool. We wrote a rap melody together. It's called Use Your Manners.
Okay. First of all, how did you know that was 1 year ago today? And secondly, for those who don't know, I just got a text, obviously 1 year ago today from Gordo. It was a text and it had a little voice file on it. And that's all it said. So one afternoon, he's just sitting around making himself laugh.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Doing Rick Skinlonen.
It made me giggle so much, I had to send it to you 1 year ago today. Uh-oh. George is just not enjoying life right now. What?
He hates Rick Skinlonen.
He's like the nicest guy ever. And you don't like him.
He never leaves.
What do you mean? Wouldn't you want to be surrounded by nice people all the time?
Yes, I would.
He's a nice guy, and his buddy wrote a rap melody.
Rap melody, because he has a friend who can beatbox.
And it's so cool.
Play it again.
Okay.
Hi, Craig. Do you know...
Does that drive your nuts into the dirt right there, George?
Voice.
Hi, Craig. Hi, Craig. Do you know what one of my friends can do? He can beatbox. It's so cool. We wrote a rap melody together. It's called Use Your Manners.
It's the worst rap song of all time.
How would that sell in the rap community?
Oh,
Your Manners.
By Rick Skinlonen. Horrible. I found this little nugget. It's only 12 seconds long, but it cracked me up, a little voice alteration.
I've seen Jeff Beck here, who I consider to be the master. I've seen Deep Purple.
I'd forgotten that little alteration we did.
That was the guy I interviewed at Albert Hall when we went to the Cowboys game in London.
Yes, and that stuck with us because we still called Jeff Beck the master.
The master.
May remember this.
The master.
Hermaphrodite rebate. Monkey pumpkin.
AIDS uterus.
Horse seven iron. Pumpkin scrotum. Billy goat top hat. Scrotum deliverance. Teenage hand puppet.
Ant three-pointer.
Bird switchblade. I'm a hot chick. Super glue my penis.
Angaroo 7-hour.
Hispanic elegance.
Gay lizard.
Electric monkey pox.
Gay for people of my own opposite sex. Placenta facial. Buffalo printer. Bi-verbal sex. Hippopotamus. Gay and pregnant.
Neti pot.
Concrete case chicken. Cat bread. Billy goat instigator. Cross stitch parakeet.
Jesus GPS.
Donkey machete. Bisexual George.
Donkey machete. Buffalo printer.
Did I hear... crochet parakeet, or what was that?
Cross-stitch parakeet.
Cross-stitch parakeet.
I don't know why, but those...
Whatever happened to those?
I don't know. We need to start doing them again, because it's like this little 30 seconds of audio can have my mind working all day trying to unpack some of those two-word phrases.
Boy, Jer was good at them, too.
Didn't Norm jump in, too? He had a couple.
He did.
Yeah.
He was actually
Norm
oddly good at them.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Speaking of Norm, there was an awkward moment on Norm's show that I found recently. Do you remember when they were talking about parking spots? Donnie makes a comment about a good parking spot, and he calls it the bomb parking spot, meaning the best parking spot. And then that set Norm off on a tangent that he completely lost the show. It was an incredibly awkward moment.
The only thing I always question in movies is that they always find the bomb parking spot. Like, there's no way in hell that every time you go...
First of all, flag on Mike Soroy for this fake-sounding laughter.
Like, there's no way in hell that every time you go somewhere, the best parking spot is available where they can just always pull up, get out, and go in.
There's a reason for that, Donnie. In Hollywood, there is only one place to get your car blown up. One parking space. No, all the movies use the same one. Everybody who has a car blown up in a movie goes to this one spot that's the blow up your car in a parking lot spot for a movie. Saves a lot of money.
I know where he went with that.
Okay.
Because you said bomb parking spot.
Oh,
good Lord.
Okay. Isn't that just painful?
Yeah.
Here's the reason.
The only thing I always question in movies is that they always find the bomb parking spot. Like, there's no way in hell that every
time you go
somewhere, the best parking spot is available where they can just always pull up, get out, and go in.
There's a reason for that, Donnie. In Hollywood, there is only one place to get your car blown up. One parking space. No, all the movies use the same one. Everybody who has a car blown up in a movie goes to this one spot that's the blow up your car in a parking lot spot for a movie. Saves a lot of money for a movie. One place to get your car blown up for a movie. One parking space.
Okay.
The blow up your car in a parking lot spot. One parking space. One parking space for a movie. One spot.
Okay.
That's the blow up your car in a parking lot spot for a movie.
I know where he went with that.
Okay.
Because you said bomb parking spot.
Oh!
Really awkward moment there.
Leave Norm alone. Okay.
What?
Leave him alone.
But there is one subtlety. Now, obviously, that may have been a little bit enhanced. That last one we heard.
Yes.
The first one was regular. But he really does say one parking spacing. That is a Norm phrase in this.
One parking spacing.
In a movie.
In a movie.
In a movie.
One parking spacing.
Let me hear from you.
Very awkward. All right, so that's the
classic
audio. Close that audio ball. Quickly.
848 on the ticket. Whatever happened to the left-handed quarterback next?